Kaçı at Misre. Naim, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Naim, apologies for keeping you waiting. Our second guest, we were just struggling with the connection. We had her for the very first time, and then I think she's out of range in as far as network coverage and signal is concerned. But I think, can we still continue with the conversation, inshallah? Okay, I've looked at the piece recently written by Dr. Ramzi Barahoud. So reports about the Palestinian Authority, and we've seen it on socials also, attacking resistance fighters in Jenin. Very sad from our perspective, but it's kind of a dynamic, Naim, where they are literally playing right up into the hands of the Western Alliance. Where we kind of finding a way of where we literally playing up against one another. Dr. Ramzi Barahoud argues that the PA is escalating these violent attacks. It's not isolated because it has happened before. So they isolate, they are heightening these attacks against the resistance in the occupied West Bank so as to win favor from the Biden administration and ensure that that favor may continue when Trump assumes office in January 2025. What is your take, Naim?
Yeah, I think saying that they're playing into the hands of the Zionists and the U.S. Is understating it. It's not playing into their hands. It's in active collaboration with the U.S. And Israel. And the U.S. has now asked Israel to supply the PA with extra weaponry so that they can continue doing the job and doing it well. So it's active collaboration and with full coordination, as is being reported in the Israeli media, that it's in full coordination with Israel. The rhetoric that's coming out, the one part of it, for example, referring to the resistance fighters as not being resistance fighters, but being mercenaries, referring to them as ISIS and all kinds of such things. And then when we consider what the PA has actually done in the past week and a half or so, they've killed three people, one of whom was a fighter, a resistance fighter, and two, I think, children. They occupied the Jenin hospital. They cut off electricity and water to the Jenin refugee camp. Schools have been closed in the area and learners are now forced to do virtual learning. And there's been a strike in the camp as a result. So in a sense, they're mirroring, except that they don't have the full equipment to be able to do so, but they're mirroring what Israel is doing in Gaza. They don't have the bombs and the airplanes to drop the bombs, and so, you know, they're just occupying the hospital instead of bombing it. But utterly despicable, and I think that the PA has put itself now in a position where it can be legitimately said that they have betrayed the Palestinian people and they're traitors to the Palestinian people.
Now, I mean, it's obviously not the first time, because the Palestinian Authority, they have done this before in the past, but the glaring reality is they are doing it now at this time when the occupation forces have heightened their genocidal campaign in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. And consequently, this has made it more pronounced for everyone to see. So is this essentially about the Palestinian Authority looking at ensuring they could still gain access to funding for their top diplomats and so-called government officials for 2025 and curry favor at the expense of Palestinians in Jenin and the occupied West Bank? Doesn't matter, either or.
Yeah, so I mean, firstly, of course, it's, you know, there's the genocide taking place in Gaza, but the scale of the attacks, the Israeli colonial in the West Bank, are also unprecedented. More people have been killed in the West Bank this year than any other year. So it's what the PA is doing is basically joining in on that. And your question about why, earlier you made the point about the new Trump government and the PA wanting to curry favor with that government. I think that that's part of it. The other part of it is that, you know, the the kind of expectation and discussions now are that Israel is going to annex the West Bank after the 20th of January, after Trump becomes president, and they know that they will have Trump support to do so. That is the speculation, that is the expectation, in fact, a little more than speculation. And I think that the PA is positioning itself for that possibility, that if the West Bank is annexed and becomes part of Israel, that the PA, you know, whose officials have benefited greatly from being the so-called authority, that they don't want to lose out on those benefits, that they want to have a place in this new situation where the West Bank is annexed to Israel, you know, some kind of a local authority or perhaps outsourced security institution or whatever the case might be. And so they want to use this effort now in this month and next month to prove their worth to Israel and the U.S.
Dr. Ramzi Barhoudi is of the strong opinion that now is the time, if ever, that we should be taking steps to unequivocally oppose the Palestinian Authority and more so even take steps to boycott them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, many people have been making the argument have been making the argument for years. That should be happening. But of course, you know, Palestinians have been a little gentler on the PA in the past because of this general kind of view that Palestinians won't fight each other. I think that right now, with the genocide taking place and the attacks in the West Bank and the resistance in the West Bank being the only thing standing against the Israeli occupation army, this action of the PA, although, as you correctly said, you know, these kinds of things have happened before. There's been numerous activists, Palestinian activists, who have been arrested by the PA, some handed over to Israel, one or two killed over the past few years. But what's happening now in Jenin in a sustained way is different from all of those. So I think that many solidarity activists, many Palestinians and solidarity activists around the world, including in Palestine, will support Ramzi's call that the PA must be clearly identified as an enemy of the Palestinian people, should be boycotted. And I think that in countries where there are PA embassies, there should be protests outside those embassies as well.
I think that's a very valid point that you make. It just, for personally, for me, Naeem, it comes across as an indictment to the resistance, where the Palestinian Authority literally classifies the resistance movement in the West Bank and even in Gaza as Hamas militants, as PIJ militants. Where do we go from here, Naeem?
No, Rajab, one of the heads of security of the PA, goes even beyond that. I mean, he's not talking about militants of whatever flavor. He's talking about, you know, on the one hand, they say things like these are Iranian-funded groups, and so making it sound as if it's a foreign thing, not you know, local resistance. Then on the other hand, bizarrely, they refer to them as being like ISIS. And, you know, this operation is necessary because we want to prevent the kind of thing that happened in Syria. And, of course, the two kind of narratives contradict each other. Mm. But, you know, that means they've gone way beyond. I mean, they're saying that this resistance in Jenin is essentially not Palestinian. And I think that is the big problem. Because not only are they distancing themselves from the resistance, they are demonizing it in ways that, and that's why Rajab said that these are not resistance fighters; they are mercenaries. He said, and I think that takes this kind of discourse to a new level.
It certainly does, and very, very disturbing. Naeem, Mr. Naeem Jinnah from Misra Senior Researcher. Jazakallah, thanks so much for your